I did think the opening scene of that, of breaking those windows, you know, my grandmother's words came back to me, those terrible women doing those awful things. And she was not, she was lower middle class, possibly. You know, she lived in Thornton Heath and had four children, husband done away with in the war. And, you know, she thought it was appalling. When I saw that, I thought, oh, God, that was so violent, so horrible, so dangerous.
It did surprise me, if she had started work at seven, how she'd learnt to read. Also, did she speak as she came from the Bethnal Green?
Yes.
Hello, mate. And that's how she would have spoken. No, she wouldn't have spoken in middle class. He would have spoken with a very and pronounced Welsh accent. He was also the father of his four children, the wife he left up in Wales. The Lloyd George. They called him the Welsh goat, didn't they? Yeah, so you've got all these contradictions in the... In the backstory to this, yes, yeah.
I think we mustn't fall into the trap of thinking it's a documentary. It is a drama, and it's taken many threads, and there were one or two inaccuracies, quite honestly, I think, in the history. I mean, they gave the impression that every man had the vote. Well, every man didn't have the vote at that time, 1912, including Maud's husband. He wouldn't have had the vote, I don't think, in 1912. So, and the idea of a child being adopted by two nice middle-class people in those circumstances in 1911 is completely out of the question. He would have gone into an orphanage.
Yes, I thought the, you know, it probably wasn't necessarily accurate, but I don't think that detracted from how, you know, powerful it was. I think it was maybe a bit slow, but it sort of, I suppose it covered the period that it would have been and how she did gradually get sucked into it, because she didn't want to. I didn't quite think that she would. You know, I thought that, you know, her love for her child and the fact that she just didn't have any money would have forced her to, you know, to stop after a while. And it would have been interesting, even though it's fictional, and I suppose it's too hard to, you couldn't just have a tidy ending. But what did happen? I mean, it was 4 years... 6 years afterwards, wasn't it, you know? So, but oh, I thought it was great, very affecting.
I was interested in the spying side of it. I'm sure that use of the camera was a bit of history brought forward. I don't think they used cameras for covert action like that. And that's why they managed to get away with so many of the things they did do, because they didn't know them, and they didn't have that intensive police thing. But I was interested, as a lifetime reader of things like Len Dayton, Le Carrier, and also having been in the forces on spying and intelligence, the relationship between the MI5 officer and the person he was trying to tempt across to get the information. It was, but I don't think the MI5 of those days was that sophisticated. That was another bit of history being brought forward into that time. But nevertheless, it was a jolly good jerking drama, and I did enjoy it.
If I see people not voting, it just makes me sometimes turn around and say, why aren't you voting? Women died that you could have the vote. Whatever you think of parliamentarians or whatever, please go and vote, because women died for you to do that. And I think that came through as well, what women went through for all of us to have the vote.
One of the things I wonder whether you're asking yourself is whether you'd do that, whether you'd give up what she gave up and what other women gave up. The chemist, Helena Bonham Carter character, whose health was ruined, as many suffragettes' health was ruined by the imprisonment, the force feeding and so on.
There was a point in the film and I thought, would I do that? You know, you go on marches and demonstrations and you see the cameras up on the roofs looking at you, and I think, oh, I've got my best dress on today, whatever. But would I go that far? No, I'm not sure I'm that brave. Because you can go on these days, can't you? And they just all walk along beside you, and whatever. But that, now I think I got to the point of thinking, no, I'm not that brave.
I was also thinking about the, you know, the terrorist aspect of it and how, you know, that was obviously a very important cause, but then, you know, everybody that's a terrorist thinks it's a terribly important cause, and was it really justified to cause death? And the other thing is, I don't know the historical thing of whether she did actually mean to run in front of the horse or whether she was just trying to put the banner up. That's nobody really knows, do they? No. And the other thing is, given that she wasn't educated and, say, probably couldn't read and everything, apart from the sort of injustices, why did you think that just having the vote was going to change her life? Because that per se wouldn't. And would she have, you know, not being patronised or anything, but would she have actually understood that a vote would give them the right to be MPs, be lawyers, etc., etc., and change the world? I don't know.
I've never been involved in any protest thing. But I have been involved in another thing in railway preservation. And when there's a small committed group and you're all supporting each other in it, it does inspire you to go on that much further than you would ever have done individually.
Yes, I wonder whether anyone wants to comment about the friendship and solidarity between the women that's, at least in this film, went across class barriers. Did that strike anybody?
Well, even the Pankhursts couldn't stick together, could they? One daughter went for the violence and the other woman went and worked in the East End and actually probably did a lot more good with her educational, sensible, you know, trying to improve their daily lives, but she wouldn't let them be violent. So there was, you know, even among families, there was disagreement. And I don't understand the hunger strike thing. I think that was absurd, and a lot of them did have very serious problems afterwards. Not surprising after what we saw, but I just think, why do that? Because just eating the minimum, do your service. I mean, I admire them for going to prison, but I don't admire them for doing that, because I think it was an extra, almost masochistic thing to do, in a way, and it was so awful.
I think it was done to gain the maximum degree of publicity. Do you remember when the IRA prisoners went on hunger strike? They got loads and loads of, and Bobby Sands died. So we still remember Bobby Sands' name because he got so much publicity. And I think that's probably the reason that they went down that route.
I just wanted to say about the time and the last bit, you know, how frightening it was when you look at it and saw how long it took for women to get the vote. And also at the beginning of it, although it was different really, it sort of reminded me of Maid in Dagenham and how, you know, it's the working class woman again all those years later, 60 years later, and they still hadn't got equal pay. Probably still haven't now. So, you know, how far forward? Obviously hugely further forward, but, you know, it's not it, is it? Not. It's not finished.
One of my main thoughts at the end was still a long way to go. Come a long way.
I've come in late to this, so you may have mentioned it already. I was interested in the language of the men in the factory and how degrading it was. And I mean, I know it's to be expected at that time, but it really hit home the sort of things that they were saying about the women and their lack of rights, really. So I think that came over as a good point, I think, just to, you know, how shocking that sort of language and the way they were treated was.
Well, maybe that hasn't changed too much either. I was going to comment on the film itself, really, rather than the suffragettes, because it was a very well-made film, actually, and the production team must have had great fun choosing their locations, I think, because a lot of those streets were genuine streets. They weren't sets. There was one bit that looked as if it could have been a courtyard of a Guinness Trust block of flats, actually, which hasn't changed in 100 years, in fact. Peabody Buildings or Guinness Trust, yeah. But I thought it was an extremely well-made film, actually. I'm sure it'll get some BAFTA awards or something. It was very well acted. very well put together, even if there were some inaccuracies historically. Does that matter? It's the film, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Okay, shall we close there? Can I just point out that the Public Accounts Committee is chaired by a woman, Margaret Hodge, which would have shocked Lloyd George and people in those days. Thanks very much for staying, okay, and having a chat. I enjoyed the film. I hope you did too.